Welcome to Let's Open God's Word, a brief preview of this Sunday sermon at Grace Baptist Church in Grand Bay, Alabama. I'm Paul Meredith, pastor of Grace Baptist Church, and I'm glad you're listening today. Well, tomorrow we'll have a guest speaker in our worship service. It'll be Brother Mike Viscombe from Gospel Text Mission. This is a ministry that we support and we have supported for many years. The ministry is based out of New York. Brother Mike and his wife, Georgianne, are visiting with us this weekend, and they're from Fulton, New York, and they've traveled south to be with us, and we're glad to have them with us. Brother Eugene and Charlotte are hosting them in their home this weekend, and so we know that they're going to be blessed by that, and we will have them in our worship service tomorrow morning. The Gospel Text Mission is a ministry that places gospel signs all over the United States, through churches. They work through local churches. And we've had in the past had them come into our church, and many of us have had yard signs and have helped support this ministry. It's really a very simple ministry. You just put the Word of God on a sign, and it's done very well. It's very attractive signs, and you can place them in places where people can see the gospel. And there's been great results from that. It looks like we're going to be providing Brother Mike and his wife some weather that will remind them of home this weekend. It's going to be very cold tomorrow. But I do hope you'll come and hear them and hear the report that they'll give about their ministry. And I think you'll find it very encouraging. You know, when I think about a ministry like Gospel Text Mission, Isaiah chapter 55, verses 10 and 11 come to my mind. And those verses say, "For as the rain comes down and the snow from heaven, and do not return there, but water the earth and make it bring forth in bud, that it may give seed to the sower and bread to the eater, so shall my word be that goes forth from my mouth. It shall not return to me void, but it shall accomplish what I please, and it shall prosper in the thing for which I sent it." And we know that when God's word is broadcast, when the seed is sown from God's word, it goes out and it does accomplish exactly what God intends to accomplish. You know, what the word of God does in the life of a person is it either softens their heart, or in some cases it hardens the heart of people who hear the word of God. I'm reminded of 2 Corinthians 2, verses 14 through 17, that say this: "Now thanks be to God, who always leads us in triumph in Christ, and through us diffuses the fragrance of his knowledge in every place. For we are to God the fragrance of Christ among those who are believing, or among those who are being saved, and among those who are perishing." So God's word has an effect in both directions, to those who are being saved and to those who are perishing. And Paul goes on to write there in verse 16, "To the one we are the aroma of death leading to death, and to the other the aroma of life leading to life. And who is sufficient for these things? For we are not as so many peddling the word of God, but as of sincerity, but as from God, and we speak in the sight of God in Christ." And so I know it's in that spirit that Brother Mike will come to be with us tomorrow. He's a missionary to the United States with this ministry. And we're thankful that we've had the opportunity to be a part of it for many years now with our monthly giving to missions. And Brother Mike will give us an update on the ministry. He'll tell us about what the Lord has been doing as the scripture has been placed on those signs all over the country, and how God has used this simple plan for getting his word out where people can see it, and where it brings men and women and boys and girls to himself. So I hope you'll be in church tomorrow and hear Brother Mike's report and hear how God works through his word. And I'm sure it'll be a blessing and encouragement to us, and it will challenge us concerning our own involvement in sowing seed and reaping the harvest. And we'll take a love offering. I want you to be aware of that. We will take a love offering for this ministry. So we ask our members to be prepared so that we can provide some additional support for this good ministry. If you're not a member of Grace Baptist Church and you live anywhere within driving distance of Grand Bay, we would love for you to come be with us tomorrow. I think it'll be a blessing to you. If you're looking for a church home, we'd like you to consider Grace Baptist Church here in Grand Bay. And we pray that God would lead you to the church where He desires for you to be. If you need more information about the church, about Grace Baptist Church, you can find it on this site where you're listening to this podcast here at Sermon Audio, or you can go to our website, which is gracegrandbay.com. That's gracegrandbay.com. Well, thank you for listening today. I hope to see you at Grace tomorrow morning, and we'll resume our study in Acts next Sunday. We'll begin in chapter 17. So, Lord willing, I'll be back next Saturday morning with a brief preview of that message here on Let's Open God's Word.